start with action and make small promises to yourself that you don't break. If you had a friend and every single time that you and your friend decided that you were going to go out for dinner, that friend either showed up 2 hours late or didn't show up at all, you would stop trusting that person. That is the relationship that you have with yourself. You need to be able to trust your own word. And a lot of us don't, because life is very convenient and it is easy for people to not stick to the promises that they set themselves, because our ability to be idealistic is always going to outstrip reality's ability to deliver that to us. As soon as you posit an ideal, you then begin to compare yourself to that ideal. And true hell is when the person that you are meets the person that you could have been.
I think a lot of the pushback that I got from the people around me, some of the people around me, was your behavior is throwing my behavior into sharp contrast. And, you know, this is the lonely chapter, right? This is why the movement away from your existing friend group. This is Neo. You've already been down that road. You know where it leads. You know you don't want to go there. It's all of those things. Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown. But because, at least for me, I always have such inherent uncertainty of my own opinions and such a sense that everybody else is balanced and actually knows what they're doing, that I give undue weight to the criticisms of others. Oh, maybe they are right. Maybe it is stupid for me to stop drinking. Maybe this does make me boring. Maybe it is pointless for me to do. Like, who even knows if meditation works? Sam Harris, right? Like, you know, all of these doubts that start to creep in, and that, like we were saying before, I was riddled with fake ambitions. My ambitions were fake. They weren't ambition, they were insecurity. Most of our lives are dragged by insecurity and shame. They're not driven by ambition. And it's a tragic truth that most of us are going to have. Our ambitions and our narratives fail us before we realize that they're illusions and mirages and they're false. This is the discomfort that everybody feels, whether you're launching a business or doing personal development or doing all the rest of it. And as opposed to thinking about it as a bug, think about it as a feature. And as opposed to thinking about it as something that's a personal curse that's difficult, think about it as the selection criteria that everybody has to get over. That's the reason why so few people are equanimous and actually have peace in their mind. Because meditation is hard and everyone thinks, am I doing it right? This kind of sucks and I'm twitchy and I'm tired today. Why are so few people in shape? Because going to the gym and sticking to the gym is difficult. Maybe it's a tiny bit easier for some people that like it than others. But for most people, most of the time, it's really, really hard. Thinking about the challenges that you need to face is just a selection criteria. The cost of doing business, right? This is just the cost of doing business. And I need to pay it. If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want. You need to do something that is worthy of being prideful about, right? What would have had to have happened in a week for you to look back on that week with pride? Okay, maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action, right?
There's a list of things that are not doing the thing. So here is a list of things that are not doing the thing. Preparing to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Scheduling time to do the thing isn't doing the thing.
Making a to-do list for the thing isn't doing the thing. Telling people you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Messaging friends who may or may not be doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Writing a banger tweet about how you're going to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on yourself for not doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on other people who have done the thing isn't doing the thing. Hating on the obstacles in the way of you doing the thing isn't doing the thing. Fantasizing about all of the adoration you'll receive once you do the thing isn't doing the thing. Reading about how to do the thing isn't doing the thing. Reading about how other people did the thing isn't doing the thing. Reading this essay isn't doing the thing. The only thing that is doing the thing is doing the thing. And I love this insight. Ambition is when you expect yourself to close the gap between what you have and what you want. Entitlement is when you expect others to close the gap between what you have and what you want. So I learned about this idea called the region beta paradox, right? So the region beta paradox, imagine that if you were to go a mile or less, you would walk it. And if you were to go more than a mile, you would drive it. Paradoxically, you would go 2 miles quicker than you would go 1 mile. So that means that sometimes worse situations can be better than better situations. And this is an issue when if you only decide to act after you cross a certain threshold of badness or whatever, you can end up being stuck in region beta. So for instance, the friend that should leave his job, really, really needs to leave his job, but it's just about passable. His boss isn't that much of a dick. Maybe the benefits are okay or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or the person that's in a relationship with someone that they really don't want to stay with, and it's not that brilliant, but it's not that bad. They don't abuse them. Everything's right. Okay. The person that stays in an apartment that's got some mold on the ceiling, but it's not too much mold and whatever. All of these people would be better off if their situations were worse, because it would galvanize them into actually doing something. You understand what I mean?
Yeah,
you can get stuck in this chasm of comfortable complacency that sits somewhere in the middle. If things are good, great, no problem. If things are bad, great, activation energy to go and make them good. If things are just about passable, you end up being comfortably numb.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are. And now the bar is set so low.
Yeah. Goggins said this in the episode with me, and it gave me chills when he said it. He was like, it's so easy to be successful nowadays because people are weak.
Yeah.
Everybody's weak. Dana White says it as well.
Yeah.
I tell my kids, it is so easy. If you are even a, like, weekend savage, you will run these kids over.
Yeah.
If my life was a movie and someone were to watch it, I hope they'd be inspired to take risks, not just risks to achieve success, but embrace feeling, both pride and shame, fear and excitement. Personally, I want to experience as much life as possible, and that only happens when you embrace the highs and the lows.